Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everybody Matters by Bob Chapman, expanded for its 10th anniversary, is a leadership book grounded in the belief that the way leaders treat people at work shapes not only business results, but also human lives. Drawing on Chapman's experience building Barry Wemmler and partnering with Raj Sisodia, the book argues that organizations thrive when they practice truly human leadership rather than managing people as functions or costs. Its central message is that every person deserves to feel valued, listened to, and supported, and that leaders have a profound responsibility for the well-being of those in their care. The expanded edition reinforces the original ideas with additional context and reflections gained over a decade of readers, workshops, and real-world application. Instead of focusing on flashy tactics, it emphasizes consistent behaviors and a cultural mindset that elevates dignity, trust, and purpose. For readers tired of leadership advice that ignores the human side of work, this book offers a compassionate, practical alternative rooted in operational reality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as stewardship of lives, not management of labor. A core theme of the book is that leadership is a moral responsibility because leaders influence how people experience a large portion of their waking lives. Chapman reframes the role from supervising tasks to stewarding the lives entrusted to you. That shift changes what success looks like, not only hitting numbers, but also ensuring people feel safe, respected, and able to grow. The family metaphor is not about blurring boundaries or forcing closeness. It is about adopting the posture of care that good families provide, dignity, patience, and commitment in good times and bad. This perspective challenges common workplace habits, such as treating headcount as a cost to minimize, using fear to drive performance, or viewing employees as replaceable. Instead, it pushes leaders to ask how decisions ripple into homes and communities through stress levels, confidence, and hope. The book connects this human impact to business outcomes, arguing that people who feel valued bring more energy, creativity, and accountability. In this view, culture is not a soft extra, but the operating system that shapes behavior. Leaders set the tone through what they tolerate, celebrate, and prioritize, and the book calls them to take that responsibility seriously. Secondly, building a culture of care that still demands excellence, the book emphasizes that caring leadership is not synonymous with lowering standards. A healthy culture of care can coexist with rigorous performance expectations because people are more willing to stretch when they feel supported and respected. Chapman highlights the importance of creating conditions where employees can do their best work, clarity about goals, tools that work, training that prepares them, and leaders who remove obstacles instead of adding pressure. Care also shows up in consistency. If an organization claims people matter but rewards only short-term wins, employees will learn that the message is branding rather than reality. The book encourages leaders to embed care into systems such as onboarding, internal communication, recognition, and problem-solving, so the culture is reinforced daily rather than through occasional speeches. It also points to the idea that trust is built through small, repeated actions, listening, following up, and acknowledging contributions. Excellence then becomes a shared pursuit rather than a top-down demand. When people believe the organization is committed to them, they are more likely to commit to quality, customer service, and continuous improvement. The result is a workplace where accountability feels fair and motivating, not threatening, because it is rooted in mutual respect. Thirdly, communication, listening, and the practice of meaningful recognition. Another major topic is the practical communication habits that turn caring from an intention into an experience. The book underscores listening as a leadership skill, not a personality trait. Leaders can learn to ask better questions, stay present, and treat feedback as a gift rather than a threat. This kind of listening surfaces problems earlier, reduces defensiveness, and helps people feel seen. Closely tied to listening is recognition. Chapman argues that many workplaces unintentionally starve people of appreciation, even when leaders believe they are being fair. Recognition in this framework is not limited to awards or public praise. It includes everyday acknowledgments that connect a person's effort to the impact it had on coworkers, customers, or the mission. The point is to confirm that the person matters, not just the output. The book also addresses how communication must travel in multiple directions. Leaders should share context about decisions, especially difficult ones, and explain the why behind changes. Transparency reduces anxiety and invites partnership. When communication is respectful and regular, it builds psychological safety, which in turn makes it easier for people to speak up about risks, errors, and improvement ideas. Over time, these habits create an environment where honesty is normal and people feel proud of their contribution. Fourthly, human-centered decision-making in growth, change, and hard times, the family-like approach is tested most when decisions involve uncertainty, restructuring, or financial pressure. The book explores how leaders can make difficult choices without abandoning the principle that everybody matters. Chapman encourages leaders to consider the full cost of decisions, including the emotional and social impact on employees and their families. This does not mean avoiding tough calls. It means exhausting alternatives, communicating early, and treating people with dignity throughout the process. A people-first lens can lead to creative solutions, such as redeploying talent, investing in retraining, or finding ways to share burdens rather than isolating them on the most vulnerable. The expanded anniversary framing reinforces that culture is revealed in moments of stress, when values either guide behavior or disappear. The book also highlights the importance of consistency across locations and levels. If one team experiences empathy and another experiences cold efficiency, the organization loses credibility. Human-centered decision-making requires leaders to be visible, to listen to fears, and to provide practical support. Done well, change becomes something people can move through together, not something that happens to them. The long-term benefit is resilience. Employees who trust leadership are more willing to adapt and help the organization navigate uncertainty. Lastly, sustaining everyone matters leadership through systems and leader development, a key question the book addresses is how to scale caring leadership beyond a single charismatic leader. Chapman points to the need for systems that teach, measure, and reinforce human leadership so it becomes the norm rather than an exception. This includes selecting and developing leaders who see people as valuable, coaching them on relational skills, and holding them accountable for culture outcomes alongside business outcomes. It also involves aligning HR practices, performance management, and operational rhythms with the message of care. If promotions go to those who deliver results while harming trust, the culture will drift. The book encourages organizations to define what caring behaviors look like in daily work, how leaders run meetings, respond to mistakes, handle conflict, and celebrate progress. Sustaining the approach also requires self-awareness. Leaders must recognize how stress, ego, and time pressure can push them back into command and control habits. By building feedback loops and investing in leadership education, companies can create a shared language and expectation around dignity and respect. The aim is not perfection, but commitment and continuous improvement. When the organization treats leadership as a responsibility to serve and develop others, it increases engagement, reduces unnecessary turnover, and builds a workplace where people can grow over long careers. In conclusion, this book is well suited for executives, managers, HR leaders, team leads, and business owners who want a high-performance workplace without sacrificing humanity. It also fits readers who feel disillusioned by leadership models that treat people as resources and are looking for a values-based alternative grounded in real company-building experience. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and personal. It reframes leadership as a daily opportunity to reduce suffering, increase meaning, and strengthen relationships at work. That shift can improve engagement and retention, but it can also change how leaders show up at home and in their communities because the habits of listening, respect, and recognition carry beyond the office. Compared with similar leadership books, Everybody Matters stands out for its clear moral premise and its focus on culture as a lived experience rather than a set of slogans. It is not a collection of clever hacks. It is a coherent philosophy paired with concrete behaviors and organizational implications. The expanded anniversary edition adds perspective that underscores the idea's staying power and applicability across time. For readers ready to lead with courage and care, it offers a compelling reason to invest in a different kind of leadership practice. If you would like to support Bob Chapman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.